In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this week's message is entitled, Jesus and the Law. Why did Jewish religious leaders see Jesus as a threat? The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, records one of many times Jesus decisively refuted their moral authority. Let us reverently listen from verse 34 to 40. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God's Word. Brothers and sisters, there were two main Jewish groups totally opposed to one another. The liberal group were called Sadducees. They had asked Jesus a most ridiculous question about successive marriages of a woman to each of seven brothers who died one after the other. Mockingly, they asked to which brother would she be wife at resurrection? Christ's response was decisive and most embarrassing to them. He said, You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given to marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not heard what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. The gospel goes on to say, And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. This, of course, pleased the enemies of the Sadducees. They were the group called the Pharisees. While the crowds were still watching and listening, the Pharisees tried to prove that they were more capable of winning an argument with Jesus. So one of their crafty lawyers asked him a tricky question. Which is the great commandment in the law? They had in mind, of course, the Ten Commandments given to Moses on the two tablets of the law. Jesus' answer was very simple. He said that the first tablet of the law, which included the first four commandments, speaks of loving God with all one's heart, soul, and mind. He added, This is the great and first commandment. Then he spoke of the second tablet of the law, which included the remaining six commandments. Jesus considered it of equal significance as it is based on the first. It is about loving others as loving oneself. But Jesus did not stop there. He added, On these two commandments depend all the law and prophets. Brothers and sisters, the matter is very clear. Loving God and man, in Christ's view, is not only the meaning of the Ten Commandments, but also the foundation of the whole Bible. Loving God with all one's being is manifested by loving other people as oneself. In other words, Jesus views the law as expressing wholehearted love to God and self-giving love to man. Yes, to Jesus, love is exactly what the Ten Commandments are all about. And we learn from the gospel that God himself is love. Jesus clearly revealed this love. The God of the Bible is not only almighty, all-wise, and all-knowing, but he's also holy, just, and merciful to the point of self-giving. In the Bible, love is self-giving. The God of the Bible fully revealed himself and gave himself to us in Christ. He is the God of grace. True Christian love says, I give myself to you, not I want you for me. The Gospel of John presents Jesus as the Logos, the Word. It means the very expression of God himself. We read in chapter 1, verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." The Ten Commandments are about being totally committed to the Lord. That is loving God. It is our response to his gracious giving of himself in Christ. Nothing is worth standing in the way of our thankful response by self-giving back to him who has given us all. He revealed himself clearly in Christ, so we know what he is like. Nothing is valuable enough to compete with our full loyalty to him. Not money, not property, not possessions, not physical pleasures. In Christ, God is revealed to us. He is revealed in the Scriptures and fully revealed in Christ. No images, shapes, or even angels are needed to represent him to us. We are honored by being named after Christ. We rejoice in this privilege. We must honor his name as Christians in all aspects of our lives. This expresses the meaning of the first three commandments. The fourth commandment is about keeping the Lord's day, expresses commitment to commune with God, growing in fellowship and service to him. This covers the first tablet of the law, four commandments. In the second tablet of the law, loving God from all our being is reflected in loving other people as we love ourselves. The fifth commandment is about honoring our parents, the ones who spend their lives caring for and providing for us. Godly parents sacrificially give their energies and resources to the well-being of their children. As they, in turn, get older, we honor them by providing them the same kind of care. Loving God means recognizing that other people are equally created by him and precious to him. Murder violates this truth. In fact, Jesus clarifies in his Sermon on the Mount that even wishing harm to others in our hearts is murderous. Committing adultery, stealing, lying against others, and desiring that which belongs to others all fall short of wholeheartedly loving God. Not being content with his time and design for our lives in life violates the good of others. Brothers and sisters, Jesus made it very clear. He didn't cancel the Ten Commandments or even try to revise their meaning. On the contrary, he came to embody them in his earthly life and complete their full meaning. All Ten Commandments are about self-giving love. We read his very words about this in Matthew 5, verse 17. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Jesus then represents and fully lived self-giving love. God's servant, the Apostle Paul, who had been a Pharisee, recognized this about Christ. He wrote in his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Brothers and sisters, Jesus' complete and perfect self-giving love provided salvation to us. It is not by religion or by our religious endeavors, but by the power of his Holy Spirit that we can live God's law of self-giving love. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessings of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with God's people in all nations at all times through the whole earth by the message of the gospel. Amen.